And now, KSCO presents Georgia. If you'd like to participate in our program today, give us a call at area code 831-479-1080. That's 479-1080. And now, KSCO presents Georgia.
You are listening to the second hour of KSCO Presents with Georgia, and I am sorry Jeannie Rapini, our guest, had to scoot off to her radio show, but I really appreciate her taking the time to come on today. So we'll continue the conversation with Jan in San Lorenzo. Hi, Jan.
I was interested in, I was going to ask Jenny
what we could do about
all this. But then since she left, I was thinking, what would our founding fathers have done about something like this? I think they would have dragged them all out and shot them. Personally, you know, I took a class in
which
coaching.
Brings up a good point.
Yeah. Put them in the stockades or shoot them. Huh,
the Sam? Stockades. I like that. Put them out there for everybody to look at.
Yeah, and throw your tomatoes or whatever.
It's,
you could make a huge compost pile out of them.
Yes, I wanted to ask her what we could do, and I will email her and see if there's something that she would like all of us to do, and then we'll announce it, next week.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
Yeah.
Well, I took a class in coaching. I was a PE major. I took a class in coaching, and I was really surprised at this teacher's attitude. He called people who were always looking for a way to get an advantage cheaters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what the Democrat Party is, a bunch of cheaters. They're not looking how to stay in the rules. They're looking at how to go around the rules. And we have to follow the rules, but they don't.
That's amazing.
And
what they've gotten away with, it would not happen if it were on the other side.
That's right.
They'd be calling for our heads. Yep.
Well, the government runs the IRS. And these people will be deciding our health care. They're not going to look at what your needs are in this. They're going to look at who you are, what your party affiliation
is. And you may be penalized. You may be denied care. You may be penalized.
You may die.
Yes.
This is the death camp.
Yes.
This is the way to get rid of the Republican Party. You know, most people in sports, you know, they have this undying loyalty to their team.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is not sports, folks.
No, this is real life. A real life.
You need to really see what these people are. They're corrupt. They're evil. We should end the IRS. We can't trust them anymore. And I'm sorry, the Democrat Party, you know, I used to be a Democrat, but then I grew up.
Me too.
This party has been taken over. So wake up, people. You have these Chicago politicians in here who want to win in any way. They'll do anything they have to do to win.
It's so true, Jan.
We can't trust them at all.
No. If this hasn't shown this country what we have sitting in that White House, then I don't know what else to say. Doesn't do it, then I think we're really either in an ether ourselves, or we've been sprayed and we don't know what's going on, because this is so blatantly obvious what's going on here. And I'm hoping, because every American is affected by the IRS, that they'll jump on board here and at least start to wake up.
That's right.
And let's vote these people out. I'm telling you, we've got to get rid of these people that are ruining our state, our country, our towns. There's no excuse for it. We keep voting these idiots in. I mean, half of that protest rally or more were Obama supporters. It's very hard to be around that.
Well, that's what's going to be funny is when they find out really what Obama stands for and what he's doing to their lives. You know, it's going to take them a while to wake up.
Well, I think Obamacare is going to help. That's going to help.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
But, you know, I really think they should be impeached. Obama.
Oh, I do too.
All of his whole Democrat.
The whole group.
Yeah, the whole group. And you know, if I was black, I'd be so ashamed of this first-time black president.
Mm-hmm.
And like Kay says in her monologue there about Hillary, her only claim to fame is she's a woman? Are we going to go through this again because we want to have a woman?
Yeah, just like we voted for the first black African-American. Yeah, should never vote gender, should never vote race. I wouldn't have voted for Dukakis. I don't care what, and I'm Greek. So you don't do that, people. You vote the person. You vote the person.
That's right.
The policies that that person stands for. And I'll tell you something. I think the first thing that we should ask every one of these people is, before we sign anything to vote you in, do you support global government, one world government? And if you do, you're out. You're out.
That's right.
All right, Jan, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
All right. We've got a whole board here. Let's see who's been waiting the longest.
Full board.
I think Linda in Ben Lomond. Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi. Wow. Okay.
You're on.
Jenny was great. God bless her for what she's been through and everything. And
So many of them have been through it. Many of them.
I kind of got up, you know, America, get up and fight. Come on. This is it. We're going to make that last touchdown and score. Get up and call your congressmen and senators. I call them constantly and tell them, don't stop. Keep fighting this. Impeach them. I love Jan's idea. Let's take them out and shoot them. That, you know what? If Eric Holder doesn't go to jail or something, we're going to let him go.
Mm-hmm.
No way. That's not enough. He needs to go to jail, and a bunch of them need to go to jail. And they should be scared to death.
It's a criminal act. They should.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. I tell you, it's now or never. This is it.
America,
is it.
Get off your duff and fight. And I want to speak to John real quick in his comments about religion. You know, everything he said, he's right on. But he doesn't quite understand, as Christians or faith-believing people, you know, the schools started in churches to begin with, our Constitution, with Bibles. All the children learned Bibles. They took the school from the churches, and the government took it over.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's when it all went downhill.
That's right. But now, Linda, do you know what the curriculum they're teaching in Egyptian student schools?
This is my next subject.
Cannibalism. Cannibalism. They're teaching these people, these children, that they can kill and eat Christians. And Sam, put down that fork. Don't look at me that way. Put down your salt shaker and get that gleam out of your eye.
Listen,
they are teaching that over there.
John,
that is no joke.
John, listen to me. They are shoving a religion of atheism down our throat. From day one, at age five, Arnold Schwarzenegger voted in, as many, many Christians called in, to teach our kids homosexuality, gay stuff, and shoving that down our throats.
Absolutely.
As we have to adhere to that, and we have to bring religion into it, because they shove it in our faces. They won't let it go. They keep shoving everything, anti-American constitution, anti-everything American, everything that's not moral, they shove down our throats, so they make us fight. But here's one little thing I want to add. You know about Imprimis magazine, Hillsdale College?
Mm-hmm.
You get that?
Yes,
Okay, I have one here called Man, Sex, God, and Yale.
I have that.
Okay, you read it. Do you know, John, in our colleges, they have a week called Sex Week. Okay, this is including screening of classroom of hardcore pornography and the giving of permission to sex toys manufacturers, porn production companies to market their products. In one classroom, a porn star stripped down to bare breasts, attaching pinching and binding devices to herself as a lesson in
masochism.
And led a student around the room in handcuffs. On the other occasion, female students competed in porn star look-alike contests judged by male porn producers, and a porn film showing a woman bound and beaten was screened in the contest of instruction on how students might engage in relationships of their own. How do you think we got to this, John?
That's right.
Do those classes count toward a degree?
This is Yale. This is it. Now, this is in all the colleges. I called my niece at UNR. Oh, yeah, she says they have sex. She thinks it's disgusting. It's in all the colleges. No wonder we've got a bunch of immoral, lying, cheating people
and
out there.
And they're teaching. They're having transgender days now in high schools where kids can come out. We are so off. I don't know, but when I look at what they're doing in Egypt, and yet we're sending them F-16 planes and money.
Yeah.
They're
yeah.
teaching their kids to kill and eat us, and we are supposed to respect their religion and our country. I just don't get it, Linda.
And, well, don't forget to take that Ten Commandments down off those walls, because we just can't have that. My goodness. Well, John, you've got what you want, a non-religious society.
Mm.
And what it becomes down to is total moral decay.
That's right.
And that's what you've got here. Look around. Find out about what's going on in your colleges and in your schools. This is what they're teaching them. Anything immoral, morals come from God, and that's just how it is.
And, Linda, next week I've got a great guest on. We're going to be talking Common Core. So, you sure?
Yeah, I've been listening to that stuff, and it is frightening.
All right, Linda, thanks for the call. Bye-bye. Okay. Wow, we've got a great board here. Let me go out to, let's see, who has been on here? I think
one more before the break.
IG, we'll take you before the break. Are you there?
I'm here, Georgia.
Okay, you're calling from Georgia. What's on your what do you think about all this you've been hearing?
Well, today everyone has come on, including Kay's commentary at your break.
Wasn't it great?
Had to be the most fantastic thing that's hit the airwaves in a long time. It's just too bad this thing is not national.
Yeah, she's fabulous.
The every guest has touched on all of the problems. The biggest problem, though, is getting the uninformed to understand what in the world they're doing to our country.
You got it.
That is a task that is monumental, because, as y'all have said, the colleges, the high schools, they're no longer teaching what is required to get a decent education. It's indoctrination.
It surely
it is.
Back to this IRS thing, now is a perfect time for either fair tax or flat tax.
Oh, it is.
I have not heard any national politician, conservative or otherwise,
bring it up.
Anything, because they're not going to. They're all in the hip pockets of the lobbyists and the people up there on K Street in Washington.
It's so true. It's both sides. You know, it's both sides.
It's such a simple thing, and it's nonpartisan. It would not affect these poor people, as they call themselves. They would still get their dole, but there's very few politicians in Washington who have the chutzpah, the guts, whatever else part of the anatomy you want to refer to do the right thing. That's one of the biggest problems. One of your guests also mentioned, impeachment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, think back. Richard Nixon went berserk. I think I mentioned this to you about a couple of weeks ago.
Yes, yes.
I remember
about Baker. Mm-hmm.
Baker was the leader of the House of the Senate at that time, majority leader, and yet he was also on the forefront of calling Richard Nixon's hand on all of the stuff that was going on in Watergate. Now the problem we are faced with in this country today is, how are you going to get a Hillary Clinton or a Harry Reid or a Nancy Pelosi? And I don't, you know, there's some on the other side too. I wonder if Orrin Hatch would really join in the right crowd to get something done. And I'm not questioning the man's loyalty, but the term limits, abolish the IRS, get our schools in order. There's so much to be done, and all we can do is hope it happens.
I agree, IG. Thank you for those great comments, and I say IG for president. Thanks
it's
for calling.
It's a monumental road. He's
it's a huge problem.
Right.
Yes, yeah. it's a huge problem. Okay, John, Troy, and Neil, hang on. I'm going to take my a little quick break here, and I'll be right back and pick you up.
Have you ever been mistreated?
You, there's only one, and we exist because of you, to provide the care you need when you need it. Physicians Medical Group has over 300 providers just in Santa Cruz County. That's over 300 teammates focused on the one, the only, you. With over 42 specialties and 100 locations, you'll find the right provider for you. Find your teammate, your Physicians Medical Group care provider, by visiting our website, pmgscc.com.
Welcome to Automated Computer Services, America's most drawn-out tech support line. One moment, please.
At any time during this recording, you may press the 5 key, should you feel so inclined. Press 1 for Spanish, 2 for Bushman, 4 for a remote dialect in Peru, 5 for English, 6. If you know your party's extension, please wait for your opportunity to dial it. If you'd like to speak with a human, you've called the wrong number. If you've reached this message after hours, please return to the secondary main sub-menu by pressing the pound key 7 times, followed by the 8 key. If you feel you've reached this recording in error, we wish you better luck next time.
Tired of unfriendly computer support? If you're having a computer problem, call the friendly computer experts at User Friendly Computing. Viruses, spyware, no problem. We take care of all your PC, Macintosh, and laptop needs. Visit us today at 505 River Street on the way to downtown Santa Cruz, across from Gateway Plaza. Call us today at 423-9653. User Friendly Computing.
All right, everybody, listen up. VitaminGoddess.com. That's right. VitaminGoddess.com or VitaminGod.com. What are you laughing at? Come on. You've heard me for years proclaim the advantages of getting all your essential supplements, vitamins, and minerals. But of course, where else? VitaminGoddess.com. You can remember that. VitaminGoddess.com. VitaminGoddess.com. Come on. Or VitaminGod.com. Why? Because it seems like everybody and their monkey's uncle is on the internet. So why not you? If you are, check it out. Go see a beautiful website and a beautiful way to get all your supplements. VitaminGoddess.com or VitaminGod.com. And remember, may you live long and prosper.
Hello, this is Donald Davidson, the host of the Perspectives Radio Show on Saturday at 12 noon. We have a variety of programs from constitutional rights and issues to controversial alternative health views. We interview well-known authors from many walks of life, attorneys from many fields, and internationally known health doctors. So, to hear a different perspective, join me, Donald Davidson, special guests and regular guest hosts every Saturday at 12 noon for the Perspectives Radio Show. Right here on KSCO.
Hey, we are back here in the studio at KSCO, and I'm going to go out and see what Troy, who always has lots to say. Hi, Troy.
Georgia, greetings.
Hi.
Yeah, never say God in Santa Cruz County. That'll get everyone off the subject in a hurry.
That's true.
But what she was talking about, Jenny repeating, when you get down to the IRS, it's about sedition laws and speaking out against the government. And after World War II, the sedition laws, you think Obamacare is 20,000 pages. Sedition laws could be anything like breathing on a butterfly.
That's right.
The most complex of all. Anything whatsoever words against the U.S. government, and you can be in prison without cause forever.
It's true. It's getting really, really frightening, isn't it, Troy?
Well, it's beyond frightening, and people think we're kooks for telling them. But you know, Obama is guilty of sedition, i.e., when he comes out and says that if Congress doesn't pass my gun laws, I'll take executive order, that's sedition. And you know what? I could say he was a traitor if he was not the son of Frank Marshall Davis and a whore in the Honolulu bar. Let's see some.
I was going to talk about that DVD today if I have time. I finally saw it.
He has no birth certificate. Sheriff Joe Arpaio called him out, and he spent 90% of the time vilifying and prosecuting Sheriff Joe.
Yes.
For sure.
Well, I'll tell you, that DVD opened my eyes, and I kind of, Troy, have avoided seeing it because I thought, here's another conspiracy theory. And at Freedom Forum, a very nice listener of ours, Tom, brought me a copy of that and some wonderful books, and thank you, Tom, for that. And I did see it, and I must tell you, it's an eye-opener. It's an eye-opener, and for all of you out there who have not seen that, I suggest you rent it or get it. It will, the pieces of that puzzle fit very, very nicely. And it is actually startling. I thought it was going to be a piece of propaganda, but it's really not. It gives you an insight that helps explain some of this stuff that we see happening. Wouldn't you agree, Troy? You've seen it.
Barack Obama is not a United States citizen. He has no proof of citizenship. He does not have a birth certificate.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not a traitor because he's a British subject and he works for the Queen of England. And mm-hmm. You know what? You think that's crazy? It's true. It's really true.
Yeah. I think everybody ought to take a look at that Dreams from My Real Father. Frank Marshall Davis was an American white-hating man just beyond belief. In fact, Barack Obama was surrounded by people who hated America and white people, including the woman he's married to. And in that DVD, really, it shows her and Valerie Jarrett for who they truly are, too. We've been sold such a bill of goods with Michelle Obama, it makes my stomach just cringe. She's not who she appears to be on the stage, people. And by the way, she's leaving for Martha's Vineyard for a three-month vacation, taxpayers.
Three months.
Yeah.
3 months because the Civil War is on, the blue helmets are coming in, and that's why she's leaving for 3 months. She's going to a defensible position, Martha's Vineyard, where you need a ferry or a bridge to get in there. That's why she's out.
Well,
they're on. The war is on. It's a full-on Civil War against the Constitution.
It
by
is.
The IRS and Eric Holder and Barack Obama against United States citizens. While everyone out here is trying to work, every one of my friends and your husband is out there trying to work
mm-hmm.
and paying the mortgage here. Their greatest weapon is that we're not paying attention and we're trying to pay our mortgages.
It's true, Troy. True.
Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, Troy, as always. Great, great call. Thank you. All right. Let's go out and see what John in Carmel has to say. Hello, John.
Hey, Georgia. Great program. Well, since we can't indict and jail people like Mr. Farrakhan and Jesse Jackson and our head of the Justice Department and our president, Ms. Lerner, we got a lot of stuff on her. First of all, she discriminated against a religious group openly in her prior job and in this job.
Mm-hmm.
This is jail time.
I think
and so. Nobody's asking for jail time. You know, we might not be able to get the others, but let's put Ms. Lerner in jail.
John, and she's pleading the fifth.
She can plead the tenth. She can plead anything she wants.
Yeah.
She's not in a court of law.
I agree.
I mean, she can be put in contempt and held.
Well, she's already perjured herself by making the opening statement she made.
If I'm correct, I believe her punishment was a promotion.
Yes.
Well, you know, again, there's not many of us out here who care.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm one that cares, but there's nothing you can do because of the voter situation.
That's
and
right.
Again, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And the only thing that's going to stop it is when they're broke. You know, like in Cuba, I was in Miami when it fell as a boy, and the Cubans have this statement. Well, Castro's given us schools, and Castro's given us medical, and Castro's given us sports. The only thing he's taken away from us is breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And that's what's going to happen here. And again, you know, I'd like to correct, I think you misunderstood what I said last week when I talked to you about fencing off Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what my deal was is if they fence it off and then be a tax-free zone for 30 years and be an EPA-free zone, I bet you in 5 years businesses would come in there.
Of course, it would thrive. Unleash the beast. Get them all. Yeah. Go ahead.
Increase it by 10 miles each time it thrives. And again, the government can't come in and these people police themselves.
Yes.
And I bet you it would revive it. It would revive the infrastructure. But again, these religious people that are into we're wrecking the earth and the green people and Agenda 21ers, I don't think we can beat them. There's too many out there.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, a lot of them are your gender, and they believe it.
Mm-hmm. It's true, John. It's coming
but
from
the tax thing,
go ahead.
If we can get the tax thing to either a common tax where each time you make a deposit, there's 3 to 5% charged on it, it will eliminate the brutality of the IRS, and it will eliminate all the money that goes to candidates because there's no tax write-off advantage to it.
Well, for sure we need tax reform. There's no question about it.
I would bet it will never happen.
I think you're right, John, because they're all too invested in this. And, you know, this IRS now has grown by 16,000 people that are coming out here, just in California, by the way, you know, to help implement this plan. And they're spending, the company that's doing this is being paid $12 million for 2 years to do this. Can you believe
that? Look what Farrakhan's done. Look what Jesse Jackson's done. Pays no tax. Fly around in private jets, ride in limousines, and get to write it off because they lease this stuff, and they get away with it.
I know.
Yet if somebody else did that, it wouldn't happen. So, but still, it's a great place to be. That's why all these people are trying to get here. You can make it. But the question is how much can you keep? And if you become very successful, then it's time to pick up your toys and leave.
Yes, and only the strong are going to survive, wouldn't you think, John?
Well, I don't necessarily think the strong. I think the smart will survive.
Well, strong and smart.
The lemmings will go to work, and, you know, it's like I'm amazed that in the 50s, the percentage of white women that weren't feral was like down to about 8 or 9%. Now it's 52% of white women are feral.
Mm-hmm.
And then you take a look at women of color, they're up to 78%. Now, how much of these people are on welfare or Section 8 people?
Mm. I imagine a huge percentage. Huge.
I would be willing to bet 98% of them.
Mm-hmm. And that's why they have that vote. He has that vote.
That's it.
That's absolutely it. That's what we're fighting here.
And again, you know, if you've got five people on a team and 200 on a team, you aren't going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, John, as always, I appreciate your call, and we will keep up the fight, and we will prevail here because there's something.
Through the ashes comes the phoenix. What will happen is it will be a financial failure,
mm-hmm.
and then the people that are smart, like what happened in Germany and what happened in Russia, they'll get it going again. Even though Russia's corrupt, they'll get it going again.
I think you're right, John. Thanks so much for the call, as always.
Cheers. John. Always wonderful. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's go out to, let's see, Neil, who's been hanging on forever. Neil from Freedom Boulevard. Hi, Neil.
Hi, enjoying the show as usual.
Good, Neil.
I've been kind of watching this and kind of looked into it, and I realized, first of all, there's a tyrant in our government that's been there for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The Congress, the Senate, all the different branches have to answer to the people, but there's one tyrant. It doesn't have to answer to anyone, and that's the IRS.
Because they're the biggest tyrant of all.
Yeah, they can do what they want. They're not bound by the Constitution, not bound by due process. So this is an opportunity to get rid of the IRS, and it can cross party lines. However people want to vote, everyone should realize the American people are not supposed to fear their government. The government is supposed to fear the people. And so no matter what anyone's political persuasion is, they can all agree that we've got to absolutely get rid of the IRS, not reform it, not reform the tax code and other 10,000.
Mm-hmm. Just get rid of it. Mm-hmm.
Need to get rid of the IRS because that's the tyrant. Now, I think one angle that might work is a massive class action lawsuit by the entire American public, all the citizens, against the IRS, and it's a civil rights matter. Because they do not give due process. They interfere with our pursuit of liberty. They interfere with our flow of business. They interfere with our mental and emotional well-being. It is a tyrant over the American people that is not constitutional, that does not let us live peacefully and freely without fear. The American people are not meant to live in fear. That's what the whole revolution was about. That's what the whole drawing up of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence was all about, not being afraid of a king, not being afraid of an army coming in.
Yes.
And so everyone can agree we are not supposed to live in fear, and the IRS has to go. And we have proof that they have to go.
And we are not supposed to live under tyranny. That is what our founding fathers protected us from. And here we are. Here we are.
If an employer wants to fire someone for stealing, they say, well, why are you firing for stealing? Well, here we have, you know, 11 instances where we caught him with stuff in his car, so on. He's a thief. It's documented. That's why we have a right to fire him. That's the principle of it. You know what I mean? Look at all they've done. Look what they've done lately. They are unconstitutional. They are un-American. They are tyrannical. They make the American people afraid. They make everybody sick. They come in and take everything with no warning, no due process. And then you're supposed to go hire a lawyer with money you don't even have anymore and try to somehow make it right when, you know, even if it's totally unjust, if it's a total mistake, they don't care. Because they are above the government, they are above the Constitution, they are above the God-given rights that are the foundation and the heart and soul of this country. The IRS has to go, and that's what everybody should be about right now. That's the first step, because that's their weapon. Who do they run to now to implement and bring in everything they want to bring? They run to the tyrant. They're going to strengthen the tyrant. They've enlarged the tyrant. They've hired all these new agents, and their specific job is to go after people. New agents. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I do, Neil.
Agree. Everyone can agree on removing the tyrant. That's the first thing. Get the IRS out of our lives. They're unconstitutional or un-American. Then we can look at the other stuff.
Neil, very well said. I love your passion, and thank you so much for that call, Neil. Thank you. And that is going to allow me to play something I wanted to play. Or am I potted up here, Sam? It leads.
You got it.
I think it's very fitting.
We're set to go.
From that last phone call.
Let's play a game of Who Am I? Listen very carefully to the clues. I was born in one country, but raised in another country. My father was born in yet another country. I was not his only child. He fathered several children with numerous women. I became very close to my mother, as my father showed no interest in me. My mother died at an early age from cancer. Although my father deserted me and my mother raised me, I later wrote a book idolizing my father, not my mother. Later in life, questions arose over my real name. My birth records were sketchy. No one was able to produce a legitimate, reliable birth certificate. I grew up practicing one faith, but then converted to Christianity, as it was widely accepted in my new country. I wrote a book about my struggles growing up. It was clear to those who read my memoirs that I had difficulties accepting that my father abandoned me as a child. I became active in local politics when I was in my 30s. Then, with help behind the scenes, I literally burst onto the world scene as a candidate for national office in my 40s. They said I had a golden tongue and I could talk anyone into anything. I had a virtually non-existent resume, little work history, and no experience in leading a single organization. Yet I was a powerful speaker, and citizens were drawn to me as though I were a magnet. I drew incredibly large crowds during my public appearances. This bolstered my ego. At first, my political campaign focused on my country's foreign policy. I was very critical of my country in the last war and seized every opportunity to bash my country. But what launched my rise to national prominence were my views on the country's economy. I called my campaign a people's campaign. I was the surprise candidate because I emerged from outside the traditional path of politics and I was able to gain widespread popular support. I knew that if I merely offered the people hope, together we could change our country and the world. So I started to make my speeches sound like they were on behalf of the downtrodden, the poor, the ignorant, to include persecuted minorities. My true views were not widely known, and I kept them unknown until after I became my nation's leader. I had to carefully guard reality, as anybody could have easily found out what I really believed if they had simply read my writings and examined those people that I associated with. I'm glad they didn't do it, because then I became the most powerful man in the world. And then the world learned the truth. Who am I? I am Adolf Hitler. If you were thinking of someone else, you should be afraid. Very afraid.
All right.
There I've heard that one before.
Have you heard that?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty powerful.
And the first time I heard it, I was stunned and amazed.
Yeah. Well, it fits in with what we're all feeling here. We feel like something terrible is happening to us. And those of you out there who think we're crazy, well, I don't know what to say to you, but I'm going to go see what Dick from Santa Cruz has to say. Oh, do we need a break?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, Dick, if you'll hold on for just a second, we'll take our last quick break, and then we will be right back to talk to Dick.
My name is Mickey Phelps here from Crown Cafe and Scotts Valley Market. I just wanted to let you know that Scotts Valley Market has some amazing prices on meat and produce and, of course, throughout the store. Jared and his crew from the meat department will be more than happy to cut a nice filet mignon to your liking. Also, Scotts Valley Market has an amazing hot food bar, and also we make some of the best sandwiches in town, like the Irish. So, folks, come on in and you'll find out that Scotts Valley Market has some amazing everyday deals. Also, at Scotts Valley Market, be sure to look for those yellow tags. That's where you're going to save a lot of money. And we'll be sure that we are very competitive with other grocery stores out there. What makes us different is that we are local and family owned. So come on in. And while you're there, be sure to ask for Mickey. And don't forget that if you need any catering, give Crown Cafe a call at 831-566-1425. 831-566-1425.
If something can be done well and it can be kept simple, then it is the best it can be. And that's exactly what you'll get with the new CC Radio EP. This is Bob from C. Crane, and the CC Radio EP simplifies AM and FM radio listening. Its performance is just as good as our finest radio, but it has no clock or alarm to set. It has needle and dial tuning, so all you have to do is turn it on and tune in your favorite station. Needle and dial tuning puts you in control of the radio, so you get the station just the way you like it. The audio with the large speaker can be crafted with the bass and treble knob. It even has voice tone control to help clarify each word. The CC Radio EP has simple, high performance. It is affordable. It sure brings the joy of listening to radio.
To order the new CC Radio EP, please give us a call at 800-522-8863. That number again is 800-522-8863. Or visit us online at ccradio.com.
All right, everybody, listen up. VitaminGoddess.com. That's right. VitaminGoddess.com or VitaminGod.com. What are you laughing at? What? You've heard me for years proclaim the advantages of getting all your essential supplements, vitamins, and minerals. But of course, where else? VitaminGoddess.com. You can remember that. VitaminGoddess.com. VitaminGoddess.com. Come on. Or VitaminGod.com. Why? Because it seems like everybody and their monkey's uncle is on the internet. So why not you? If you are, check it out. Go see a beautiful website and a beautiful way to get all your supplements. VitaminGoddess.com or VitaminGod.com. And remember, may you live long and prosper.
Back And thank you so much for staying with us. I must say, before I pick up my calls here, I've got to read this. I've gotten a lot of emails, but this is a great one from Tom. Georgia, wow, what a program. I'm in the middle of the San Joaquin Valley, and I cannot call in, but I have a Tea Party, American flag, and an Obama sticker on my car. I was shocked a few weeks ago to see a woman in an SUV follow me into a parking lot, and she took photos of the rear end of my car. She was gone before I could confront her. Could she be an IRS spy? You might be onto something there, Tom. She surely could be. All right, let's see what Dick from Santa Cruz has to say. Hi, Dick. Dick?
Yeah, zombie apocalypse day today. Every story, you know, the moral decay, you can't trust the politicians, you can't trust anybody. I'm just going to pile on. I'm sorry, I can't help myself.
Go ahead.
I'm kind of a money guy. Everybody is, but I look at, I kind of watch it. Latest thing, the reserve currency. Brinker. I don't know. He's got a Saturday money show he's on for years and years. He had David Stockton on. That was a representative in Ronald Reagan's circles. But and there was articles today about how our reserve currency is really tenuous. And the economy, world economies, everybody is really printing money like madmen. They're just have no self-control.
No.
The whole world's doing it. I can only see somebody like a Ron Paul or somebody like that bringing us back down to earth, like get rid of the IRS and all this and, start from a flat tax, make things simpler, make it easier to run a business in this country. I don't know if that's going to happen, like what you were saying about the numbers, 7 against 200. That was a good quote or whatever that felt.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't beat Santa Claus and the governments. A lot of governments, this is what they do. It's kind of like an evolution that goes on. The society breaks down and the government gets more corrupt and bigger, and they give bread and wine out to everybody to keep them drunk and happy, and the whole thing falls down around our ears. I think probably if people wanted to really watch things closely, watch the bond market, watch I think the House of Cards is going to come down, and the reserve currency, we're going to lose it to China pretty soon here.
Mm-hmm.
They're working on it. They're making, deals with Australia, New Zealand, the Philippines, Taiwan, all over, direct, and not to mention the whole Middle East is, doing Chinese, whatever their currency is.
Mm-hmm.
But just the sheer numbers of dollars out there is
staggering.
We're losing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the article today was, I think in the newspaper yesterday, was we're losing complete control of the reserve currency, and it's predicted, both Stockman and the fella in the article, right now we got $11 billion a day that the government spends, and $1 billion is for interest debt. But we're basically at zero interest. But if it normalizes, which is like 6.8, we're going to be paying $6 billion a day just to service the debt. So, and that can happen fast. It could happen really, really fast. So people better open their eyes and really watch closely at what's going on with the economy.
Do you think, Dick, that maybe that's the plan to take it to the brink of breaking it and then coming in and saying the only way we can save this is have a one world currency? Do you think that's the plan?
Well, why not?
I mean,
I don't know who's planning, and I don't believe in, the Bilderberg Group.
None of us know. That's
talk
right.
Talk to Alex about that.
Right. Something's going on.
Something's going on, but whatever happens, it's almost irreversible the way it's going.
It is.
Just put a red flag up, that's all.
I thank you for that call, and I think you're exactly right. Let's put a red flag up and see what's going to happen. I'm going to go out to Mickey from Salinas. I got to meet Mickey at the protest this weekend. She's a listener. It was delightful to meet you, Mickey, and welcome to KSCO.
Hey, Georgia, you finally got me to call in.
I did. I'm so glad to hear from you.
I heard a couple statements that I just felt like I had to put an exclamation point on when you're talking about the, you know, the IRS and everything. And I have had this concept in my mind for a while, and so I'm just going to publicize it now.
Okay.
I think we could kill two birds with one stone, so to speak. If we gut the IRS and we put all those gung-ho agents and all those people who like to rob other people of their rights, and we put them on the border.
I like it. That's a great suggestion.
We solve two problems with one fell swoop.
I think that's a great suggestion, Mickey.
And I think that
finally some concrete,
good old common
concrete
sense
answers.
Yeah, I mean, think about it. As diligent as they are to, you know, to do everything, give them the right training and stick them on the border. We've got so many of them. We, boom, done.
I got it. Thanks, Mickey. Thanks for the call. Let's quickly go to Bill in Aptos. But before I do, I need to tell you all, Pamela Fugit-Hedrick sent me an email telling me there's a huge scam going around. So if you get a call or a mailing to sign up for health reform plan, this is identity theft scam. So do not do it. Do not give them your Social Security numbers or any information. Enrollment does not begin until October 1st. So watch out, folks. Okay, let's see what Bill in Aptos. Oh, Bill from Hollister. Hi, Bill.
Yeah, hey, how are you?
Good.
Two things. First, I was shocked when you said it was Adolf Hitler, that memoir. I thought you were talking about Obama.
Oh, you shocked. Did.
Yeah, sounded just like him.
Yes.
The other thing is, I guess, I'm 47. I'm fed up with it. Obama, his administration is the most corrupt one I've seen so far. They've been some corrupt ones, Bill Clinton and all of them. And Carter was the weakest president.
Mm-hmm.
But Obama's the weakest president I've ever seen on foreign policy or anything else.
I agree.
And he keeps scandalizing and lying about everything. And I'm like, when someone, is everybody afraid of him in Congress, in the Senate? They stand up, they listen, you're a total liar.
Yes.
Like
it's
everybody's
amazing.
Everybody's afraid of him. I don't get it.
Well, I think they're afraid of that race card thing. I think they're afraid to go after him. That's my feeling. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know what else to call it. It's so blatant what he's doing. And for them not to stand up and to call him out or somebody hold him accountable, he seems to be able to slide. He's like a Teflon guy. Nothing sticks to him.
Teflon Don, yeah.
He doesn't have his fingerprints on anything. He takes no accountability except for the killing of bin Laden. That's actually the only thing. And, of course, Obamacare, which he thinks is a great accomplishment, and that remains to be seen. And I actually think that is going to be not a good legacy for President Obama once it gets implemented and people see what it really means.
Well,
I don't
got
think...
about 2 years left, right?
Yes.
Thank God. And then Hillary's going to raise her ugly head and try to beat the president.
And then we've truly had it. If that happens, Bill, we may as well all go to Costa Rica or somewhere. I don't know. That's not a good thought. Let's
I
hope.
I actually got a couple internet friends in Costa Rica live there because of that.
Yes. Yes. Well, it's all starting to sound good. Thank you for that call,
Bill. I used to live in Costa Rica because of it.
Yeah.